Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
1-2-1-2. Check it out.
It's the guys.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out,
Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you are hearing our voice, that means you have made the best decision of your life. And you are entering in 2024 the best way possible with the guys next door.
Hey.
I am Mouse Jones.
I'm Flora.
And today, replacing Mac Wiles, this interim workout, this is tryout.
One of y'all favorite
guests over the past 2 years. Freaky Man Orlando is in. Orlando is back.
Freak Man.
Orlando, what's going on?
Ain't shit, you know. It's Orlando, aka Horlando, aka the big
Horlando.
hold on. Let him get his AKAs.
Hey, you know, it's Orlando, aka Horlando, aka the big dick bad bitch, aka thick dick McNick. A.K.A. the Sacred Ho, which is new. I am the CEO of Ho, and I'm backpacking the circumcised Kraken.
How long it took you to come? That shit sound like a mixtape, like the sound of a mixtape. Yeah, you know what it is.
Credit for Orlando.
You want your credit? I had that since I was a teenager.
I give you that. I didn't hear nobody say it before I said it.
I just let the people speak.
Nigga said you wasn't there.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I can only trust him if he said it came out before I met.
Because, hey, you got it.
Now, if you do something with Big Body Little Face, you know that's me. I am the originator. So you are an LA native now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Damn. Okay. How'd that work? How's it unfortunate? You came out here. By choice.
By love. Love ain't really choice. Like, you know, I feel like love can just push you to do certain things.
You're in love.
Yeah.
Was this allowed? When? Was any of this allowed in the whoring? Like, you was wilding.
Oh, yeah, I was in love and whoring. Like, while I was doing everything I was doing, I would let the women know, yo, I got this girl in L.A. Like, she's number one. Like, if y'all are cool with that, then we could rock. And then we would rock. We would be good. So I was like this.
That's a great place to be in when you're that honest.
Man, yeah. Fuck that.
It is. I've been in a situation like that where it was super honest and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
While it lasted.
Yeah. But that's when I knew. Like, I already knew I was fucking with Mila and she was gonna be my person.
Oh, we say
like
name.
Forever. Oh, my bad.
No. It's a beautiful thing when you can say your lover's name.
Could you imagine
a studio that they own together?
Imagine me avoiding saying her name in her own studio.
Fine by me.
Yeah, it's up to you. But nah, of course.
Man, that's my baby. That's my wife by now. So
there we go.
Yeah.
What did you say at your mouth?
That's my wife by now.
You heard him?
Yeah.
That's my baby. You can't. He's Jamaican. You got.
I'm a wife, not. One wife. That's all. One wife. That's all.
You gotta watch her.
No, man, damn sugar.
I'm saying that.
All right, we hear you.
Nah, but yeah, that's my baby.
It's looking like that, like marriage and all.
Oh yeah,
that.
It's gonna happen. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm settled in. Like,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful just because you could be you.
yo, I can still be a hoe in my relationship. It's a great thing.
But you just with one person.
Yeah, with her. Well, we role play a lot, so I like we
got
imagine
mad girls.
Yeah,
we my imagine. Son got mad yeah, yeah. What you talking about?
Me and Mila spent 30 days in Mexico together, right? Just to like before I moved out to LA, I went to New York, 30 days in Mexico, and then went to LA. Within like the second week, I was looking at her and she changed her hair. You know, she always had the short hair, but she had the faux locks in. And I was like, yo, you look different. You look like a girl different? Named Jade.
That's how
it was up. And she was called her Jade the whole night. Yeah, Jade. Oh, fuck. It was up. And ever since then, we just kept building on characters since then. And just be doing whole shit together.
That shit sound like a sexual fairy tale, bro.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
That shit sound
fun.
What, boy?
That's my stupid ass. I call it a name we didn't even practice.
Nigga said, damn, Diamond.
Whoa.
Nigga said, nah, the next formation of you.
Tomorrow is Diamond. Tomorrow.
I was thinking too ahead of the game.
So what is it like hoeing in a relationship? What has...
Is everybody's hoeing in your relationship? Is it like different... Different, what's the word I'm looking for? Because it's not even a crazy word. Like the rules in your relationship, are they different? Because I know certain people in a relationship like yours, it could be other people. It could be nobody.
Well, I'm monogamous now. Okay. So it's just us two, but we're like fun monogamous.
What was that conversation like to go from open to monogamous?
It wasn't hard. I did it first. So I was like, And we were maneuvering.
That pussy was too good. And then they said, hold on. Giving this out to other people. That's that right there.
Nigga went to sleep.
Because the nigga thought.
She sleep, nigga looked over like.
That nigga thought, oh, I'm slanging dick to these bitches. Nah, this shit was too good today, boy. What's up with you? No more.
It's cut
off. That was a lot. That was a big part of it. Because the shit with Mila is so amazing. Our sex life, our fantasy life, like everything is so great that I didn't really feel the energy to give out to anybody else. So I was like, yo, after some some miscommunications that weren't really too big, but I was like, yo, I'm not pressed to fuck everybody else. And we have a miscommunication. I could just stop fucking everybody else and just make it easy on myself.
Now I'm nosy. What's the miscommunication? I'm nosy.
I had a threesome, right?
Okay, that's a big miscommunication.
My cell phone died.
That was a miscommunication.
So
that was a non.
The threesome, was fine, but you ain't communicate.
I ain't communicate. So it was like I don't need to be. I'm not pressed to be having threesomes. I'm really not because I'm having foursomes at the time anyway. So it's like I could just shut the whole shit down. Like
that's the nigga. It's still a nigga. Yo, no threesome. Nah, it's fine. I don't need him. He was five now. You didn't say nothing about six of them.
Yeah. So anyway, the point was I was doing shit that I wasn't even pressed for anyway, and I was having arguments in my relationship for dumb shit that I wasn't pressed for doing anyway. So I was like, I could just go monogamous and be fine because I'm not pressed to fuck anybody anyway. So it was cool to do that switch over. And then I feel like me showing the energy towards just one person and showing like, no, I'm really not pressed for everybody else. It's made her be like, well, we could just stay here and just focus on our relationship. Now we could still have our fun in our relationship because we found out that role playing we really liked. We'll still do shit like have threesomes. We went at a play party this weekend. We had a three-way kiss with a friend of ours. So, like, we do whole shit together.
Three-way kiss with a friend of ours. Yeah. That's a crazy-ass sentence.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I talk to y'all. I don't care how many wild people I'm around. I'm still vanilla, and I'm still super surprised when I hit. Three-way kiss is crazy.
Yeah.
Three-way kiss with a friend. That means you have to see it.
But what's crazy
I've had three-way
that?
Kisses before, but not with a friend. Well, and not with nobody I was with.
Yeah. And at that same night, I keep forgetting this happened. That same night, me and that friend, like, both licked Mila's nipples at the party. It's a play party, though.
And then what y'all supposed to do the next day? Like, hey, we going to brunch?
Regular.
I've done that before, yeah.
Regular. I think I'm the in-between
shit.
Maybe more over here.
Way more over there.
Nah, just because I'll...
Do it the old-fashioned way.
Not saying I have to do it.
Like my forefathers. I lied and manipulated my way to get this.
He like, I need a workout. I'm trying to get the. I want her to be like, nah, nah, and then it's six times. I broke that border. Yeah, I'm here now.
I'm just playing, but it was so, the joke was right there. That's like, you know, fuck it, whatever. If I deal what I deal. That was, for the laugh, I'm always going to deal with it. It was right there. It was like, it was a hacky joke. It was right there.
Sick.
Oh, man. Man.
But, Chad, I'm happy you're here. I mean, the last time, it was years ago since the last time you were on the show.
It's been a little minute.
Been a minute.
2 years?
2 years, maybe three.
Oh, yeah, 2021.
We never did an in-person episode, did we?
Yeah, we did back in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, at Ryo's.
It was just us three.
It was Ryo's.
Yeah, I was, what do you call it? I was interning for the third spot then, too. Yeah, it is.
Man, I'm sure you brought you back, Shona. Yeah, man. Internships, niggas know. Look, niggas know internships be a fucking career.
Listen, a GND.
You could be doing everything right and shit be going smooth. And the minute you do something, nah, it's over. Internship is
clip. You got to go.
Next one.
Oh, man.
But nah, it's been a minute since we talked to you. I know you got a lot of new things. You got your new, you're introducing your play parties to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Most people don't know what a play party is.
Well, hold on. It's been that many years? Three years. Almost 3 years.
In 2 years now, yeah.
A lot of things have changed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
we got to talk about it. Okay. All right, talk about everything.
Yeah.
Ryan might know. I don't know. I'm out of my business.
Mm-hmm.
From both sides. Don't tell me nothing. I was on a podcast for three. I don't know nothing. So I'm trying to figure out. Now, you and Tahoe, Heart of Soul, one of the most uncomfortable podcasts I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
You gave us gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Come to find out, Mac is still using that gift. That's disgusting.
Yo, wow. First of all.
You too?
No. Oh. I already told you what my gift is.
And mine is the same
thing? Mine's in the middle of the bed, under my shit, so I can't reach it.
From any
I
angle.
I can't kick it.
I threw that
I can't
out,
get to it. In order for what me to get that to shit, me, it was is over. I got to go under the bed and crawl. And you know there'd be the dust bunnies under there. Or I'm not going under there to get that. That shit is like, man, the Jumanji game.
Yo,
that shit is in the middle of my bed, like, that shit is just moving into the bed. Just the whole house shaking. There's an earthquake. It's just that shit trying to get out the box. I'm good.
That shit did me like a real woman, bro. Like, you know when you do this shit? You know, like that.
I used it one time, bro. One.
Like that. Where you like... I did that shit. I said,
and once I found that there's something else that connects to that, I said, oh, no. Let me put this away. But it's great until you're done.
And now you're looking at yourself just nasty.
Now you gotta clean out that shit. That shit is crazy. Well,
the young lady who helped me.
Oh, you was with somebody?
I said that. There was no way I was doing that by myself.
Nah, I needed to see.
I'm not that confident.
I need to be there alone with that toy.
I was like, hey,
it's just me and you.
Hey, you do this. She was too happy. She was like, I was like, all right now. Oh.
Nigga was in it. Nigga curled up.
Curled.
I said, don't touch me.
Yeah, Mac on the other hand. Mac is, he's
still using it.
He might need it right now.
But he's married, so it makes sense.
That's why he ain't
getting married. He makes sense. Because, you know, when you're married,
he's just trying to get his shit off.
Yeah. And you know him,
that's probably the best place. He's
Dominican and fertile.
Yeah, fact.
Oh, yeah. Without that, there'd probably be
six of them. Best way for it to go.
Six of them running around. Y'all know he named her and all that. I really just put that shit in the middle of my bed. I ain't want to touch it. One time is fine with me.
Mm-hmm. But yes, so you were on the Heart of Soft podcast. A contentious exit, if we're using words.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck happened over there? We don't need it to get messy, just a little bit. But what the fuck happened? Like, people are confused.
Damn, how do I explain without making it messy?
Oh, now niggas care about making it messy, but it wasn't supposed to. It was paused, but it wasn't meant to be a nasty joke. It wasn't meant to be nasty, but
nasty.
Pause. Like,
you're nasty.
I'm nasty. Y'all can't see the way Ryan just judged me. It was in his eyes.
Well, they can see.
You're nasty.
They see me.
I think as far as Ohara saw, I was under the impression that we were doing this in a certain type of space. Like, we were friends and we were cool in a certain type of way. For me, it's very easy for me to, like, cut shit off when I don't feel like I there's no way. Yeah, some people could, like, push through and power on for, like, the greater good. I'm not that guy, right? Don't ask me to save the world, right? it's me and my closest people, right? So anyway, the point is, I had this under this impression that we're moving, like, we're friends and we're cool. So I can, like, do more because we're on this, like, under this impression that we're moving in this together, we're friends, we're cool. So we had a meeting just basically about the future of the podcast and stuff like that. And within this meeting, like, just the way, like, things were being said, it was that we aren't cool and, like, I'm more of an employee-ish worker. And I was like, well, this is impossible because I know where everything is and do everything, and I know where everything is, my perspective, right? So at the end of that, like, whole conversation, I was just thinking to myself, if what I know now, right, and if everything that I've done before, if it wasn't what I thought it was up until this point, right, then how can I sit with this person and keep going forward, right? Mm. So it's like, nah, everything is...
You know better, you do better.
Yeah, it's like everything is misled up until this point, so I don't know the truth of, like, how you actually felt, like, during all everything that we've done. Just knowing that, I just felt like I can't find a way to sit across from you and laugh and joke with you knowing that. And this is without anybody else knowing anything. Just me knowing that, I was like, oh, I can't do that. It's never going to ever feel the same again. And that podcast at the level that I wanted to keep it at and where I wanted it to go could not have gone where it needed to go if I was still going to be there and still felt that way. And on top of that, I just felt like it was, like, idiotic, because knowing everything that I'm doing, there is no way that you think that it would be smart to go about this conversation or this meeting in this type of way. So I was like, all right, well, you feel like I'm this way, or this is where we're at, then you can have it. You figure it out. And that's it for me. And I felt bad. I felt bad because, like, the people, I was getting people from, like, small town, mm-hmm. right, on the border of, like, fucking Texas and Oklahoma, mm-hmm. hitting me up saying, like, yo, like, listening to you and listening to y'all, I'm realizing, like, I'm not alone. Like, there's people, like, that shit made me feel so good to know that, like, these people were hearing these things. But I literally walked outside one day thinking about these things. Maybe I should keep podcasting. And I looked at the sky. It was a nice, beautiful day. And I asked myself, what would a bad bitch do? And I said, I could never go back and podcast there again.
I was literally listening and invested. And that's where you want to take it. All right.
That was really my thought process. Because when I think about, honestly, the concept of a bad bitch, right? When I think about, like, how they move and how they act and the disregard for anything else and the only care for themselves and the greatness of themselves, how bad bitches think of themselves, I was like, how could I ever sit across somebody that I would feel like, yo, this person...
So the issue is two bad bitches trying to do a podcast? Is that the issue?
The issue was I'm one bad bitch that's not going to take no shit. Mm. Which is like... It's just really just was that simple.
Have you had a conversation since?
No.
Why not?
No need. Because I wasn't going back anyway. So what are we going to talk about? There's literally nothing. For me, there's sometimes nothing that can change my mind or get me back to a certain place where I was at. And if even if you were to change my mind, I can't get back to that certain place and feeling. And we're never going back to that podcast. So there's nothing to talk about if we were never friends anyway.
I think there's some space for a conversation. Everybody. I think you got to go. I think there's got to be one episode. You go back. You got to go back for one episode.
I mean,
that's for the people. When we do stuff like this, I think people tend to forget. When we do stuff like this, for as long as we've done it, it becomes, like, bigger than the job, bigger than the check that it brings, bigger than the accolades. Like, it's like service to people. Like, you just got done talking about, like, what you've done is, like, a service to the people.
I mean,
I see it on both sides.
Yeah, I'm not the only podcast. I'm not the only person servicing the people. And this is, like, it's not the only way you can, like, service the people. And honestly, the people aren't pressed for me to go back into that, like, situation and style anyway.
I'm not necessarily saying an episode like this one is saying.
It's crazy. Messy boots.
Yeah. And I know for sure I would watch it. Oh, sure, I'd
beat
it.
The first episode I watched.
I beat it.
I'm going.
But I beat it. But I will say, and I don't know if this is true, but sometimes there is a little bit that we still hold.
Right.
And it's just like maybe a conversation. And I'm not saying to get back together by any means. Like, that's just what mm-hmm. y'all want to do. It's up to y'all. But at the same time, I think certain things that we hold on to can sometimes hold us back in other areas.
Mm. Certain but, things.
And I'm not saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it has to be the situation. Mm-hmm. It could not. But in general, I know for me, I have a bad way of overthinking things. And if I think my life's not going right or it's a whole bunch of bad things happen, then I look about like, damn, who can be at night praying for my downfall?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, damn, this person doesn't like me. You know what? I'm going to be a bigger person and reach out. Yo, honestly, I don't know what you got. The issue is, but I'm cool over here. And then that alone, it might have to go into a deeper conversation. That alone just makes me think like, all right, maybe it's one less person hating on me today.
Right.
And so, I can feel good about it.
So the other thing that happened like right after that, that's like would make it very hard for me to even like go back to that space is that when that shit happened, because everybody knew like how hard I was working on that. When that happened, everybody that fucked with me showed up and they showed up and it was obvious and it was apparent. Right. And the people that I realized that I can't fuck with showed up too. Right. And they showed up in the ways that I can't fuck with them. And so it
what that mean? What that mean? That was a little too elusive.
Niggas showed their true colors, whether for the good.
I wasn't only going through like that breakup of like hard or soft. I was going through like deep, like depressive shit, like right? Okay. So when people showed up and had my back and like just like really spoke to me, and then I had people that was like, yo, you know, but you was getting to the bread though, like you was doing this and you was doing that. And I'm see, like,
they didn't show you the lighter side of it. Yes, I get it. Like, they didn't. I get I was getting bread over here, but that's over. Like,
they didn't show the empathy to like how I felt on my side about the situation. They were still taking like the totality of the situation, which I can understand. But as my friend, I'm going to see your side as a priority and then other sides to it. And right. I didn't feel like I was being taken as a priority if you're calling me your friend.
Right.
Which is cool, but now I know where to compartmentalize you. Right. And that's what I mean. Like certain people, I saw certain people that would call me my friend and they would still like go to events and events where it would be like, they would tell me like, you know, I feel a way about this and stuff like that. And they'll still go and rock out and fuck with Hard or Soft or whatever. And I'm like, you were the one that was just telling me that everything I told you was fucked up and da da da, but you still feel like you want to be a part or you still want to have access. And at that time we're doing like play parties, we're getting access in different type of places. Different type of people are attaching to these things. I let a lot of shit go. But then out of that blossom, love, family, like a lot of shit it was like a transferring period, right? Where I'm going from like also my 20s to my 30s, right? So my mindset is also changing. And so this deep depression is happening. I make this big cutoff. I make these big cutoff for like people. And then everybody that's there for me swarm to me.
Hmm? Why you didn't do the big chop?
Before?
No, like the big chop.
My hair?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's
cut that shit the fuck off.
No.
I haven't seen you in 3 years. It is still the same length.
That's
big chop.
I'm perfectly fine with that. But also my hair thinning. You know them 30s.
No, I don't know that.
No, I'm not.
My time for thinking I could grow some bread is over. It's like, damn. I really wish I had a little 1-2 step I could but right now it's just good oils on this scalp.
Yo, once I actually saw it reach this length, I was like, blessings.
I take it.
I get.
You got a little extension in there. Ain't nobody know it. Go to your nail.
Nigga, I'm married. I'm in love. I'm having the most best sex of my life.
I'm saying you're married. You're not married.
Why can't be married?
Because you didn't put a ring on. You did not make that
spiritually commitment. Married.
No, you're not. You didn't do the spiritually. No, you are in love.
I'm in
with
love.
Your woman. If you want to be married, marry her.
Yo, listen, I'm planning on being married.
Marry her. What you waiting on?
So his future wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, say your future wife.
That was my braids.
There we go.
Fuck it. She braid your hair?
No, she can't braid.
I wish she was here right now.
Most people that love braids can't braid. Most people that love people with braids can't braid. Because they can only... The people that can braid, if they say they like braids, what you going to ask them?
Be like, braid my hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Most shit you like from afar, you don't want to know how to do. Like, yo, damn,
about the
girl
like braid
that, like,
hair. How much hair they braided? I don't like
no
hair braids.
I've never been with somebody that braid my hair.
You know what I'm saying?
Then and they could braid. I just think...
Then you know, it's too much. Also, I give quiet you a little time to get your hair braided. Yeah. That's your you time. Now it's nice.
And not everybody do it the same way. Some people a little, you know. And then that gives you a chance to get mad at me.
I'm a buck. What are you doing?
What?
Yeah. I knew I should have went somewhere else.
Bitch, you took a patch of my head, bitch.
Yeah, I'm good. You ain't gonna fuck me up because you mad at me. You go outside.
No.
Bugging up. I'm out.
But, yeah. But yeah, that's the story. I left all of New York behind. I felt like it was time to like move forward to something different, something new.
And now you land in LA. And you are taking now the play parties are still happening.
Yeah, the play parties still happening.
Explain to me the play party and then explain to me the play party business. All
right. So a culture. So in New York, when I got into like the play party scene and things like that, we were partnering with a group called Susia. They're the one that Ryan went to his first play party was a Susia. That was the first one? Yeah, his first play party was there. We really gravitated to them. Yeah, in Brooklyn.
A random day for me. It wasn't like a planned thing. Happened to land. Somebody called me like, yo, we talked about this. It's actually happening here. Word. I'll pull up. I pulled up with a bunch of girls. It was just me and four girls.
What a humble man.
Humbly.
Me and four girls.
To a play party.
It was a light Wednesday.
I want you to remember. It was a regular day.
But I only say that because I went with people I knew and I trusted. It wasn't like me walking in the dark like, where we at? Like, it was like, all right, I'm good with these people. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what happens in this place, I know I can have a conversation with four people I know outside of this room.
Yeah. So what's dope about them is they are really big on black, brown people of color, like being in that space, good looking people being in that space, and everybody feeling safe, comfortable, and shit like that, right? So they also do like with their parties, they will take a time and do a consent speech, right? Everybody know what type of time it is. I'm not really good at repeating it, but it's a beautiful speech. We'll have performances, different kink stuff going on. Like,
it was like dancing,
like sensual shit.
Yeah, sensual stuff. Sometimes like there'll be fire play.
Yeah, there was fire play on the massage station.
So, and then the different
fire? Thing,
yeah, fire play. Like, you know, whatever the performance
you know, like
will
some
be.
People like wax.
Yeah.
Like the little sensation of burning. Like, you see it on movies all the time. People put wax.
People just putting fire on themselves?
It's not like you're burning, but it.
No, it's fire at a certain
It's not like you're on fire.
I'm going to say, the play party got people burning?
No, it's not like you're on fire, but it's a kink.
The temperature,
for me.
Yeah, what they use only burns at a certain temperature, so it's not hot enough to like really burn you, right? It's just taps and it's like little sensual shit. The point is, the reason why this group is so amazing is because they are able to conjure all these things into one space and everybody gravitates them and feels comfortable. So what they wanted to do was go to different cities, right? They've been on different podcasts, got more attention. They wanted to go to different cities and do all a bunch of different play parties. And the way that they do it, bring it to all black and brown people, people of color, and all these different places that are earning for this space. And so one of the places was L.A. So they partnered with Mistress Marley and Susia partnered with Mistress Marley and Good Moms. And so we threw a play party here in L.A. Now, a play party, which is what you're asking, right? Which is different than a sex party.
Yeah.
Is that it's not about having sex at these parties, right? Okay. It's just about being in the space where you feel safe, comfortable, and where enthusiastic consent can happen, which basically meaning
enthusiastic,
not like just that. Consent, but enthusiastically, like you.
Oh, touch this titty,
exactly, which actually happens. So partnering with them, like just this camaraderie of like Good Moms, me, Mrs. Marley, who's a dom, and like their group just coming together. Everybody's hearing this from all these different places. We were able to like get like 100 people, over 100 people in this play party space. But what we do is it's you have dancing, you have a performance, you have we create a group chat before so you can like talk to each other and get to know each other. We have a Zoom where we talk about consent, like just a bunch of different things that
I didn't get none of these links.
You were a VIP. You were in the cop list, my brother.
Don't invite me nowhere unless VIP, right?
Don't invite me nowhere unless it's enthusiastic consent.
Guys, good. So are you my top five favorite podcasters?
Hey!
But so we do a Discord where people could talk and get more comfortable and get to know each other before. And it's not like we're just dumping people in. We're in there. The hosts are in there talking to them. We also have like the performers, anybody that's holding on the King Station. They're in the Discord, right?
That still goes on like now?
The Discord?
Like it's
after
it's
we. Still active? Oh, yeah, it's still active. Yeah.
So I never heard Discord until him.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, it's active.
He finally told me the day before that there's a Discord, and then he invited me to the Discord.
Yeah, that was my bad, but we're going to get you right. We're going to set
No. This,
you good now?
I was there.
Oh, right. You are now. I was there. Cool.
Saturday, I was in the Discord. I ain't say nothing. I was just monitoring
doing your voyeurism.
What was going on.
So the point of all of this is to start a community, right? Community of like-minded people that earn and want this kind of space. And I also feel like LA doesn't have it like the East Coast, right? So for Black, and I'm talking about specifically for Black, Brown, people of color, right? So now we get there, right? Everybody's coming in and we have all the stations. You walk in, there's a dance floor. There's a live DJ. There's an actual bar, fully stocked. There's a lounge area where you can just chill and still voyeur and see everything that's going around, right? There's a massage table, so if you come and get a massage, and there's kink stations, right? So if you want to get spanked, if you want to get flogged, if you want fire just to, like, move across your body real nice, if you want to do, like, different things, you can, right? Now, you go from, you can go from kink stations to kink stations and just doing, like, little fun things you like. If you want to go over and have intercourse, get some head, or maybe just have a conversation in the sexual area because the energy is so strong, you can go over there. My man Ryan can attest to that.
Listen, man, I'm going to say this. Yeah. I'm not going to say that's my life. That's not my life, what it is, but I'm willing to see what other people love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being comfortable with yourself and understanding who you are and what you want to be around. For me, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's just a party for me. You get choices and it's up to you if you want to do other things, but you could treat it just like you go to a lounge. Like, I'm at the bar, I'm drinking, I'm having a conversation. I don't have to do anything. I'm not pressured to do anything. Mm-hmm. Are people doing stuff? Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with you if you don't want it to.
It's a party.
It's a party.
It's just literally a party. And so what's great about this is there's so many different dynamics, right? And it splits everybody up into certain type of groups. So you're there with over 100 people. You feel like you're only around 20 people
Facts.
At a time.
Facts.
Now we also got we had these two other spaces in there that it was just strictly just chill out, just lounge space, right?
I mean, I hear you.
Let me get to that, right? So it's just strictly lounge space in the sense of there's no intercourse happening in these spaces. So if you want to take some time, get away from it, things just chill, it's cool. But what happened was my amazing lady Mila goes, listen, upstairs we're having the goddess experience, right?
What's the goddess experience?
If any men want to come upstairs and rub hands, rub feet, or feed women fruit, y'all could come up right now. It's happening upstairs to the right. So we get up there. Well, I see just people just gravitating up there, which is just so beautiful because now it's not about fucking. We are literally known, you could come upstairs and we're just having conversations. We're feeding each other fruit. We're giving the women comfort right here, right now, without any sex happening. And that creates a beautiful environment. Now, unfortunately, the men got there late.
See, I didn't know this. So when I come into the party, I get there after the consent conversation, but I've been to another one. I know it's a beautiful speech, and I actually wanted to get there, but my brother didn't tell me what time to get there. So
I'm working, player. Yeah.
So I get there. By the time I get there, I don't hear all of this. Mm-hmm. I get there for some of what he was talking about, but then Orlando passes me with the nigga pass. He tells you something, just keeps going like, I want you to hear it, but I'm not saying it again. Go up there.
Yeah, the bitch upstairs.
Oh, this is exactly what he tells me. Yo, go upstairs, room up to the right. All I know from the conversation when I walked in is upstairs, room to the right is just chill. There will be nothing going on in there. It's just everybody can come chill. If you want to get away, just chill, talk, whatever. Yeah. So I go upstairs like, oh, it's regular. I go upstairs, see some fruit. I'm like, I'm hungry. See somebody like, all right, girl, feed me a grape. I'm like, oh, thank you, appreciate it. I sit down. As soon as I sit down, this one girl looks at me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I don't know if you got the memo. I said,
what memo?
The memo. She said, this room is not for men.
Ooh.
This is for us.
Sure.
And unless you, I said, hold that thought. I'm leaving. And I got up. Mind you, there's, and no, I said, Orlando told me to come up. She said, oh, he did? Well, I guess you could. I said, I'm going to leave. And I just walked downstairs.
Everything's weird.
No, it just got, for me, it only take one thing to get mm-hmm. weird for me. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need that right there from you. The room was beautiful. It was amazing. Yeah. And I was like, why? I don't even know. And there's six parties. I met her the day before.
Mm.
The one that's flipping.
That was at the house. And she didn't flip, but the way she said it, it was very intense. And it was like, get with the program, nigga. And I was like, we're not going to do that. So I did. I didn't leave. I just went back downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found out, like, oh, it was. And I'm like, nah, but I didn't know this until he said it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that you,
it
you
want to like Orlando setup. Yeah.
I was like, if I would have known that, please, I'd have rubbing feet and feeding grapes.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the beautiful part of that is that within that space, if it didn't feel like bad to where like you want to leave,
yeah.
But he was able to go somewhere else and still have a good time. There was that spaced out that you can go and be like, oh, I'm not, this is not fully for, y'all have y'all, not even fully for me, but y'all have y'all thing going on. Oh, I can get with something else because there's just so much shit going on.
Go downstairs, go get some food, get a drink. I'm fine, cool. Mm-hmm. And I know that room is going to disperse in 6 minutes. Nobody can stay still.
Which did happen.
I know all 30 girls in that room is going to be like, mm-hmm. get it. I'm happy for this woman circle, but there's somebody down there that I'm trying to
get. There's some free meat.
And some guys.
Which was really supposed to be men feeding the women, but I guess it turned into all women.
It was all women.
But which then navigated into like the mixture of like men and women, and that's how I ended up like having sharing a titty with another woman.
It was a lot. I looked over.
Shared a nipple with another woman.
I was right here about where that chair is, right there. Your boy was over there doing his thing.
This one.
Yeah, I seen him. I said, oh, okay. Yeah. Just you know, but it was. Like, you have, it's just, it's a place that you have to go to understand it.
Well, you know what's also great about that, though, is, like,
I'm going to make sure. It is my, like, one thing. It's two things I never want to ever step foot in my life. A therapist's office and a play party.
What about shit?
It's too late.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to step in shit. I don't want to step into no more shit, but I'm
already, I don't step in no more shit.
I've already stepped in shit.
I think, honestly.
Wasn't that bad? I take the shoe off and just throw it.
You know, it's crazy. I think you would, I know it sounds wild, but you would probably enjoy that party more than any other place going out.
That's only because I don't like going out.
You don't like that everybody's drinking and everybody's drinking. And that's,
oh, they don't be drinking and all that.
Some people have their own vices. Yeah. Their vice might just be being open and with words with a person.
Actually, that's it. The vice is the space, right? And we're not talking about like New York where we were just wilding, like parties, just like play parties is jumping off on the underground in New York, like regular. Out here, play parties specifically for Black and people of color aren't that curated like it was last night. Mm. It's just not happening. I could brag about that. I could say that fucking confidently, right? So that's the difference with partnering with like Susia and like this, them, is that they bring that energy, that collective, and that comfort. And so even in that space where like what happened to Ryan, it doesn't even make you feel like pushed aside or cast it aside, because the enthusiastic consent is about the yes, but it's also about like the no. Right. And feeling comfort and feeling like, oh, yeah, I got to know it's perfectly fine. I can go downstairs. I can still rock out. I'm not going to say Ryan's experience, but Ryan had a great night. Right. So that's the thing about it is feeling like,
man, I like to hunt, man.
No,
I
love the hunt. You can still have that. No. The hunt is still there.
Yeah, it's not.
There's a difference between going hunting in a forest you've never been to before and you hope to come back with something. But going into the
to the deers
the deer saying hey.
No, there's just mad deer. It's mad deer pouncing across and Wait. It's like that one, I like that one.
But you know what's crazy too? You're also a deer.
Yeah, facts.
Ain't no fucking deer.
So you also got to...
I'm never the fucking deer.
You are...
I want y'all to know I'm never the fucking deer.
And that's the
always,
balance.
I'm always the hunter.
No, you are the hunter
I'm never the game.
No. You are the game and the hunter at the same time. I'm never the game.
I've seen you get hunted.
Shut up.
I've seen it happen. Multiple times. And you like it.
And you'll be like this. I'll be like, bang.
Exactly.
I'm shot.
Exactly.
Who will ever come to get me?
So I feel like in that space, it's more about like, it's more love in that space than you'll get.
Yeah.
In a club and all that, you know what people are after. The richest person with the bottles and this, and they want to be by the celebrity. And here, everybody's their own individual.
See, and that's
person.
What I get doing my hunt. That's why I do my best hunting.
Nah,
but I'm like, look at this stupid ass.
But you also
she going to the trap.
You also have the person that's like, oh, Miles Jones. Okay. And that's the getting through the field for you. Niggas always stopping you in this. Mm-hmm, then by the time you get there, somebody's like,
somebody,
telling her, well, you know that's, and it's like, nah. In here, it's the safest space in the world because everybody's like, yo, look, I know that you like her. And that's totally fine with me. When you finish talking to her, I would love to have a conversation with you because maybe we could just build off of some chemistry and just be cool and have a whatever it is. And maybe I am rubbing your leg or maybe we go to dinner later, whatever it is. But it's so open and comfortable.
I know me. I would be in there so judgy. The first time I'd be so judgy, I'd be in there like,
I think the judgment.
You want to fuck me, don't you? Get your freaky ass away from me.
I think the moment your judgment stops is the moment something happens to where you feel comfortable and you feel like, oh, this isn't.
Yeah.
Isn't what I thought it was. Like the first one I went to, I'm like, oh, please believe me. I walked in there like this. I walked into a kitchen. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? Then he's like, yo, come down. He's taking shoes up. Come down these steps. I'm like, oh no, we're going to some wild sex dungeon. My life's over. I get down there and
my life's
like,
over. I'm still going.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Oh, life's over.
It's my time to go. Why can't it be like this?
I'm out. My life's over.
So I get down there and it's totally not what I thought. Like, it wasn't wild, disgust. Like, it's like, yo, you can be in a place where you don't see nothing.
Are there checks and balances in place to ensure a certain level of attractive people are there?
I am the check and balance.
So you out here being like...
So what?
Go through the application.
No, before you say, I want to just... Why I ask that question. Because there is a running theme that there are not... Like, bad bitches aren't sex positive. Like, that is the...
Big lie.
Like, when niggas be like... I remember saying it too. Like, I remember somebody saying, like, there ain't no bad bitches at the slut shaming walk. Like... like all the, and I remember somebody else, like another comic on stage, like, I never seen no, like, I never see, like, beautiful women talking this sexually liberated shit. So that's why I was asking, because it's, like, because now when I think about it, when I hear that's the only thing I know. So when I hear that, I'm like, oh, it's, like, mad.
Bottom tier?
Ducks in there.
Ryan, was there ducks in there? Everybody.
I'll start by what you first said. There is a large amount of people that think that world is
unattractive.
I've learned that there is probably more attractive women than I would have thought would be in that world. It's like walking down the street and be able, what was that movie where he could read their minds?
One Woman, One.
Remember how you walk and you could just see what they're, you can hear what they're thinking and all that?
It's not everything you thought it was.
Yeah, it's that exact moment when, cause don't get me wrong. The first one I went to, they were so much, I'll be real. The four girls that I was with were the most attractive girls. Mm-hmm. You know, the four I was were the most attractive girls in there. And that was for me. That was okay because I didn't have to do anything with anybody else. There were a couple, but this one, when I went in there and I walked in, I'm like, you start to second guess yourself. Like, am I really in a place that everybody thinks like me or everybody has some type of, I want to try this at one, and that's what it was. So you get, don't think that there's unattractive women there. Cause
I mean,
you can think it all you want. You just don't got to come because I'm going
to
just go.
I'm going to also give it to LA. The fact that LA has a lot of beautiful fucking women.
Okay.
And like, and I'm, it's a black and people of color space. So I'm talking about black women that popped out and showed up. Now, I do the vetting forms, and there's a vetting form that you have to fill out before you can even get to the ticket. Now, this vetting form is not just about looks. It's about, like, your experience at play parties. It's about, like, we have questions about shit like, what was the last book you read? What does consent mean to you?
What is an answer that would... So, what was the last book you read? What would be an answer that would get them disqualified?
None.
The last book you read? Slam Magazine?
Yeah, like... I've seen some crazy shit. I seen a 76-year-old white man sign up and then say he wanted to get, like, pegged at the party.
Oh, my God. Right? How did I know? Now, how did I know he wanted his balls played?
Now, here's my thing, right? 76-year-old white man wanted to get pegged. No problem. Why did you specifically sign up for a black room to say that you wanted to get pegged? There's just certain things that just really stand out to me that made me go, Now.
Could that be kink shaming?
Huh?
Are you kink shaming?
No, it's not just all those things. There was other things in his thing that made me say no, but I'm just like there's just really things that really stand out that when it comes to those forms that I think about that this is a black and people of color event that made me want to go, let me put that on a maybe. Not even a no, but let me put that on a maybe. But when I was getting these forms and I'm seeing the people that come through and they're telling me their experience, they're even saying shit like, yo, I really want to come to this because there is no space like this for people like
everybody me. Sends Instagrams?
Yeah, everybody sends. They send their social media. They send the picture. They send their name. They send an email. It's a really filled out, like, really good form. So I'm going through all of them, and I choose who would be the best for these parties. Send them the ticket link, and they, from who gets the approval, they buy the ticket link. In a few months. But the point is, and on top of that, the reason why...
Can we do Guys Next Door live?
We can.
Can we record Guys Next Door for a minute?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to be on that. I'm not going to be nowhere near those mics.
The answer is yes.
I will be a live correspondent.
Listen. Yo, a play-by-play. Oh, I see him going in.
You
did a podcast?
I've podcasted while at a play party. It's actually a very fun experience.
Come on, let's do it.
I'll do it, but
I'm telling you, I want to go. Let's do it. It's the only way I'm going to go.
I just think.
Just come on, bro.
I don't want them to look at me.
We do
want to look at us the same.
He's
going to get in trouble in it. I want to be welcome.
We're
going to
do 45 minutes.
I want to be welcome.
I know, I'm be saying so much slick shit.
I'll do it. I'll do it if. We can have a guest.
That's how you do it. Yes. Yeah, you bring people down to talk to you while it's
Or we have somebody that's hosting y'all shit and that's their thing. And we talk to them through it and whatever they go through, whatever.
Listen, my brothers.
We can put it together.
If you want to partner on something, put something together, we can make it. We can make it happen and we could, however you want to happen.
The only clause is I get to see this list with you.
Of course. It's easy.
This is a guy's next door curated playlist.
Because there's some Instagrams.
You can't trust none of these bitches.
There's some Instagrams I need to know. I'm going to go through that list.
But
Would you know if there is like a... Does anyone know like what's the level of connectivity post-play part? Like have you seen couples get together...
I've seen people link up and like go back to their cities and find out like, oh shit, you're in the same city as me. Like, let's link up and not even link up and like, let's fuck, but like, let's keep in contact. Like, and that's why I was saying that the Discord does and like doing these parties in different cities that Susio is doing is so amazing because you're able to garner a community and then keep it. Right. And you're able to see like, yo, all these different people from like different states or even people from Arizona, Las Vegas, like are coming over traveling for this. That creates a very big bond within people. And I just have a really big thing about like sexual energy. And then when you're curating something safe around sexual energy, it really strengthens and
there was no,
does something different.
There wasn't a blemish in the room because there were so many people that were comfortable with themselves.
Mad comfortable.
Like it didn't matter. Like, and I'm talking about just the conversations I was having in there had nothing to do with sex. Mm-hmm. It's just real. I can have a conversation with somebody with no boundaries. And we can talk about your problems, my problems, yo, what you going through, oh, what shit. And it's like a real, I'll be honest, if every first date was like this, this world would be a better place.
You think every first date should be a play
party? Not saying at a play party, just that open and honesty.
That transparency is crazy.
You like this, I'm not mad at what you like. Yeah. I like this, you're not mad at what,
cool, if we could go, do we want to just be friends? And I feel like if everything was put on the table in that way, I think relationships
would be stronger.
I feel
like every
play
party looks like that scene out of Above the Rim where Marlon brings Calvin to meet Tupac for the first time. He's like, Calvin, what kind of name is that? It's like it's a big old Afro. And the girl just walks up to him and kisses him. That's what I think every play for. Like, if I'm talking to Ryan, like, right, some bitches here.
I invited one of my boys. He came. I'm not going to say his name. I don't know if you want to know.
Joshua.
Joshua. I took Joshua. And we talking. And we like, yo, it's. We walk in. We like, yo, it's a thing. We're like, all right, cool. Let's get a drink. Then I see a dude just walking with a leash. And I'm like, what is he walking?
See, that is
Shorty
why I
like,
can't.
And I'm just like.
And this is why I'm scared to go, because I'm going to judge.
You don't got
if
to,
I see
I
a nigga
leash.
Walk by on a leash, I'd be like.
Mila had me on a leash.
I would have laughed. I'd have been like. I'm like. I'd do this shit like I do with regular dogs. I see a dog like. Kss. Like, you ever see a dog and you just want to bother the dog? You're like, nobody else can hear you, just you and the dog. I would be doing that shit too. Don't let him have my.
And I honestly think it's gonna be the totally opposite.
You think somebody can have me on a leash?
No.
I tell you, I got just about five friends. Ryan got that.
Yeah, put you
they
on a leash.
Have me on a leash.
I think the craziest thing, and I talked to
Dog
you.
Jones.
Dog Jones. I'd be in that motherfucker. I'm role playing like a motherfucker for these five. It's five of them. And Ryan, I fist five of them.
Yo, I'll tell you this. We talked about it the night before, and they're like, and I remember we were talking about like what the most interesting part for you and what you're excited about. And my shit was, I just wanted to be in a space where I knew there were people that shared some stuff with me and other people, but we were in that world, like there's actually here in LA, like they're there.
Yeah.
So I went there to be like, all right.
Got a lot of those responses too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just went and just like, they probably didn't know nothing. Like, they think they're the only person that wants to be in that space. And then when you go to a space and there's 120, 130 people, and it's like, oh, there is a world
for me.
What's
the playlist like?
Oh, we have a live DJ.
I don't remember.
We have an actual
that
DJ.
That's gotta be the hardest job for that nigga.
Nah. Well, he does this.
He's a play party.
Yeah.
He's a play
and it's also a tempo.
Is he playing music or are he playing?
No, he's playing music. He's playing music. He's playing vibe and music.
His vibe is like just a.
It's right
good
amount
beat,
of both.
And then there's you'll also hear some tunes.
Yeah.
Now for me, I'll be real when we do ours. Oh, because we're gonna do it. Now.
Oh yeah, yeah. You no. You get your own DJ. Your own DJ.
No, and it doesn't even matter if we all come in. We
bring
think
DJ
of somebody,
money.
But what I want, I want
you gonna
all,
make DJ money.
Nah, I want all R&B. Like the whole time.
Got to be
side.
That's
Sade.
What I'm saying.
No. One time Sade was playing, but a Smooth Operator was playing.
Oh yeah.
And I had a Sade shirt on. John came up to me like, "Perfect shirt for the song." I said, "What's your?"
Liberator.
Oh, got a little two-step in.
See, that's once again, I got ADD. So, mess around here, some shit come out. Boom.
No, you don't.
I'm like, oh, shit.
I know you do.
Unless it's one of them bitches that have at least.
You might have ADD, but I'll tell you, in this party, you're going to be like this. It's like tunnel vision.
Don't play no Jay-Z and we'll be fine.
It'll be good.
Because he's going to be like, around. I'll be over here like, yo, did you hear what the nigga said?
Because Mouse going to try to host. Mouse going to try to get on stage. Yo! All I'm gonna say is, are my LA people here? What part? Watts, Inglewood,
and what up to no good?
Mad personal.
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you. I truly think a host at a play party would be fire.
Not and him though.
Mouse hosting everything before the consent speech would be great.
Early,
after that, he can't be on the mic.
I can see Mouse too. Like he's a fucking, he's a referee. He's diving in the floor. Oh my God, he is going crazy over here. Yo, over here is crazy, and I got next.
I'd definitely be canceled.
Is that okay?
I got you.
She said it's okay, and we're back to live.
I'll see y'all later. Now my shit be like, hey, I'll be hosting. I'll be like, yo, it is some titties in it. That's a dick.
Is that the dick out stage? He can't have his dick out over there.
We said no dicks by the ice.
Hey.
You got dick by the ice, man.
I gotta drink that.
That's dick amigos now.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Hey,
get your dick out. Get your dick out of the ice.
I'm going, hey.
Yeah.
Where's my owner? Put me back on the
plane. Let's go. I want to go home. Yo, there's another question you had. I didn't want to stray away from it too far, yeah, but you had asked, like, how to, like, we make sure, like, shit is safe for, like, so many people.
Yes, sir. That is my most, yeah.
It's really one of the genius things that I've ever come across, I don't know who thought about it first, is a guardian, right? So we get 20 people, like, maybe a certain amount of people, but this time we had around 20 people that are experienced already in going to play parties or in the King space or lifestyle or whatever the case may be, just have experience in these type of spaces that know how to maneuver if something goes wrong or if somebody was violated in some type of way, right? So we'll just have these people there. You know who they are. We'll give them something that makes them like very apparent that it's them. And they're just basically in the party. They could participate for a certain amount of time, but there's like split hours between everybody. And if anything happens, somebody could come to them regardless of any time of the party. So we just basically have like a bunch of guardians just like maneuvering through the party themselves as like, I guess, partial participants, mm-hmm. you could say, because it's not really diving deep, but they're
like
still...
Like nigga sucking titty, but he paying attention. With
yeah. Because you mad nigga sucking titty like...
People with the...
you safe over there? Like,
with the light.
Hey.
Get your dick out. Yo, this is the last time we tell you this. This is the last time I tell you to take your dick out the ice, man. It's fucking out of here.
I will say, in their
I'm
parties...
I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
They have these people, I don't know if you just said that, with the light.
Yeah, that there they had. We're using like glow lights
like glow,
for this
glow
specific
stick.
Party. Glow
different
stick
colors, light. Whatever, but they have that. That's a sick. When I walked in,
I love that.
Shorty came up to me as soon as I walked in. She came to me and said, look. And I met her the day before too, and it was like I didn't meet her because she was straight work. Like, yo, look, welcome to such and such. I know you're late. I know you missed this. I was like, yo, she's like, have you heard it before? I'm like, yeah, she's like, perfect. If you have any problems, any issues, any questions, anybody with the light on their chest.
Yeah.
The little lanyard joint, you can come up to us and ask it. So when that was the first time I seen it on her. I'm like, oh, I was like, how am I going to know? And then when I looked around, it's just like, boom, boom, boom. They're all like beamed up. It's like, okay, it's easy. If something's going wrong or I feel uncomfortable, I can go up to this person, that person. And
yeah. And so it's not
I
even.
I can be the guardian dog.
Just stand at the front door, just barking at everybody. So another dope thing about this is it's not even only about consent violations, right? So it's like, it's just literally the safety of everybody there. So like, even if somebody's too drunk, we know how to maneuver
and get your
and
drunk
like, we have routines.
On,
yeah. We had somebody throw up at the party for whatever reasons that it happened, but it
last
wasn't.
One?
Yeah. The one that we just had, but
yesterday.
You see how you even know?
I didn't even know. Yesterday.
No, Saturday. It was Saturday.
Saturday
yeah. So. You don't even know about these things happening because we're so on it, right? She vomits at the party. We get that cleaned up. We get her to a safe space. Like, it was told to me because I didn't see what happened. We were like, oh, how is she? He's like, yeah, we got her. There's a few people around her making sure she's comfortable and safe. And, like, she's, like, cognizant
so
in
mad.
There.
I'd be like, this drunk. I was just about to get my dick sucked. Man, it's drunk.
You wouldn't even be mad because you wouldn't even know.
No, if I was the one that got to watch, I'd be like, nah, you seen all
oh, I as a guardian? I was just sucking a titty.
I was just fucking a guardian to the end when you're drunk.
My problem, my issue came to the fact that I drink a lot of water.
Stupid.
You got to keep peeing?
Come on now, you know he got one.
Yeah.
Every time, I'm like, oh. It can go
him.
Down. I'd have
no,
to get up.
You did
yo,
not hear him.
I heard him. I heard him.
No, Miles. I say it's because Martin was telling me the story. I was like, yo.
Now, when I say it, you banish me to hell.
Because you say it every episode.
This is my first
episode. He hasn't been on in
it.
Years. He ain't been on since I had surgery.
This is my first one.
Fucking asshole.
Well, also, congratulations, my brother, for that brave move. That was beautiful.
Oh.
But Ryan's telling me this story, right? And so.
Sad.
When we're over by the beds, right? And so I had Mila in between my lap. She was getting a yoni massage by a friend of hers, right? So I look over.
Stop. What's a yoni massage? I feel like I know what that is. Something with
a yoni's a vagina.
Got you. Keep going.
So I look
Yo,
over.
Yo, it be the friends. Y'all use the word so friends out here in L.A.
What's her name again?
Who?
What's her nickname?
Who?
The yoni girl.
The one that did it? The pleasure priestess?
Nah. It was,
pleasure pastor?
It was pussy.
Pussy priestess. That's it. Pussy priestess. That's what it was. Her name is a pussy priestess.
Y'all gonna keep playing with Jesus. Okay.
I didn't play with it. It was now, at his house. She was controlling the music, and the name pulled up on the corner that said pussy. And everybody in the room is regular, and I'm just looking at the name like this, and I'm just looking around like, who the... I said, that's you? She said, who? I said, Pussy Pressure? She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, she's really good at what she does. So the reason why it was funny, because I'm there and I look over and I see Ryan with this girl, right? But I keep seeing Ryan pop up and come back and pop up and come back. So he's telling me the story. He was like, yeah, man, I had to keep on peeing.
And I couldn't do nothing. Nothing happened. Man, nothing happened. Like, every time I sit there, we have a good conversation, I'm like, hold that thought. I have to pee it up. I'm just like, yo, this...
Did Ryan just leave this girl?
I'm like, you just... All right. And so I was like, yeah, you got to leave, right? All right. I ain't got time for this. I got to pee every 5 seconds. It's not working with me.
You got the bladder use of a 45-year-old single mother.
Nah, 78-year-old sneezing white man.
You sneeze and pee a little bit. Like, you just had a
not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
I'm in the corner.
See, you barking, I gotta pee.
Yeah,
what a party.
Yeah, you
barking. What a party.
You barking, you gotta pee. I'm gonna fucking leave. It's crazy.
I wish
we gotta do this.
Next time,
yeah.
I got there late. It started at 10. I got there at 12.
Oh, you thought you was me.
I just didn't know.
Not yet.
I will be there at 10. Oh, I'm gonna get dinner around the party.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Around 8.
The way this sounds, my ass might be in the front like a sneaker release.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get food. It started at 10.
I'm at the right place.
I'm going to get food around 10:30. I'm going to go to food around 8:30.
If anybody's confused where the line starts,
9:45, I'm signing the check. I don't even want nobody around me. I don't want old people. I'm going to have a little drinky by myself. Mm-hmm. Have a little food. I'm good. I'm in there at 10 o'clock, 9:58.
Yo, the shit that be bugging me out now, be like, now that we're adults, and you see other adults in like engagements, so I'd be like, yo, this what our teachers was doing back in the day?
Yeah,
same freaky.
Like the teacher, and I'd be looking at people like, "Yo, you a lawyer? This nigga, like, he probably like Impact. It is crazy out here. The underground world of Kingston, whatnot. Oh, go tear it up, tear it up."
Yeah, dude, you say you move your foot out slowly.
I started to move like.
But it just goes to show that all this shit is just very more normal than we think. It's not as.
I don't ever want you to say very more ever again.
Very more normal. it's just very much so normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as crazy as we think it is, and it's also what we're doing is normalizing it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's making people feel like, yo, yeah, lawyer, doctor, teacher, what the fuck ever doesn't mean like.
Be whatever's gonna cause you to be less stressed. Yeah. Go ahead and deal
just
with
be yourself. And I feel like that's what a lot of people can't be themselves, and that's why
it is an underground thing. It's because people can't be themselves, but it's not crazy. And we're not doing, I swear to God, we're not doing anything wild
it's
crazy.
It's nothing that you not have it. I'm not gonna say it's nothing that you haven't seen before, because
it's definitely shit you ain't seen before.
It's nothing that you probably haven't seen, like while you're right there and it's in your face, but it's nothing crazy or wild if you don't want it to be.
It's nothing as fantasized, like, what's the word? Hyperbole?
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
There you go.
It's nothing as extreme or fantasy or, like, wild as we're thinking. Like, you're not walking in and it's like niggas just sliding their dicks around your arm. Like, it's not like that. You're not walking in and it's like people that you would think is like a 1 out of 10 just walking around like, yeah, fuck me.
It's very much so like, yo, that's the area. If you want to do something, go over there. If you're not
Simba,
over there,
that is the pride.
That is the
you must never go over there.
That is
over that place. Go over there. There's no consent over there.
They're not enthusiastic. Simba, if you go over there, name Mouse Martin.
But yeah.
Right, homegirls just got me up.
I'm sitting there. I'm in the line trying to piss. Like, yo, boy, what's up? I'm outside. I'm about to piss in this corner.
Orlando, we appreciate you coming out here, man. We appreciate your open studio. Mm-hmm. What you got? What you got to plug? Nope, not got. What do you have to promote?
What do you have to plug?
We asking Orlando that question. Baby.
Like, well, what's today?
Well, what's today?
What do I have to promote? You could go follow the studio. Good media. Good Moms, Bad Choices records out of here. A lot of great podcasts record out of here.
Do you say that because they pay the bill?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Of course. They pay the bill.
Bless them.
Which
bless
means them, that if y'all pay them, I get residual paid somewhere down there. So.
But you don't really believe that they're all great.
I do believe that they are all great. Every single podcast that come in here and pay.
If you don't pay, fuck you. But if you pay, we pay. We paid early.
We paid early.
Nah, but yeah, you got to pull up to good media. We got 6K cameras. We got everything you need for your podcast, audio, visual.
Lighting?
Very important. We're also a fully functional podcast studio, meaning that we take care of you from beginning to end. So we'll do clips. We'll do like distribution. We also have membership packages. We got the whole shebang here. So if you really just want to walk in and just be talent, and we'll take care of everything as possible.
I like that. Yeah. I don't know any studio that does that.
Nope. Nope. Only this one. Good, good.
Good, good.
We do. Good, good.
No, I'm being dead ass. I don't know any other studio that does that.
We do. We do clips. We do distribution.
I know
we
people edit. That say they do it and don't.
Yeah, we'll edit
but
your
I know people
video.
That promote it and it never happens.
Yeah. Also, we also do podcast consultations here. So if you want to figure out like how you could possibly make money in your podcast, how you could possibly like grow your podcast, how you could possibly even fucking start a podcast, you hit us up and we'll have a conversation.
I can help with that. You can just tap me with me. I'll tell you some words, the wise words. Yeah. That's the name of this.
So yeah, well, if y'all really want to plan a play party
dead.
For the people,
what
like,
that nigga said on the album, what that nigga Bootsy Collins said on the, it is Bootsy Collins. Yeah. What that nigga said on the album, he said, "What's on the top of your mouth?" Wolf. What's at the top? What are we gonna raise? The wolf.
That's crazy.
But also go follow like Susia NYC, Mr. Smiley, and Good Moms Bad Choices.
Nah, I won't do that.
Yeah, we all
I might look, but
nah, Susia fire.
Nah, but Susia
nah, I know, but I'm not gonna follow. Nah. What you following?
Right, you gonna look, you gonna look. But y'all follow.
Hey, Mouse, I see you.
Mouse, you follow.
And when we have something coming up, we'll definitely let y'all know. I don't know how crazy we're going to promote right. This junk. I don't know who I want
to. No, I got church people following me.
Everybody DM Mouse a leash.
Right. And a dog emoji.
Only if you fire. Because when I'm telling you, Ryan, the friends I'm telling, they're five. Mm-hmm. And this nigga don't ever bring them around. These bitches so fire.
Yeah,
I would be on a leash. I would be on a five-person leash if they would have me.
Yo, I swear to God, you'll be the man. If five women are walking around with only you on a leash, that says something about you. Because why do all these five women only want you?
Bro! Ryan, you got something to promote?
Nope.
Trap karaoke. When is episode coming out?
When it do? When it do?
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometime.
Peace.
Bye.
That's Miles Jones. It's the guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.